You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, on Thursday arrested BRS leader K. Kavita in connection with a corruption case linked to the now-scrapped Delhi excise policy, officials said. Kavita, daughter of former Telangana Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao, was already under judicial custody in Delhi's Tihar Jail after her arrest by the Enforcement Directorate, ED, in a money laundering case linked to the excise policy. The CBI officials had recently questioned Kavita inside the prison after obtaining permission from a special court. The probe agency reportedly questioned her regarding WhatsApp chats recovered from a co-accused's phone and documents related to a land deal, suggesting kickbacks paid to the Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, to influence the excise policy. The material placed before this court in the course of arguments prima facie points towards her active involvement in commission of the alleged offences as also towards her deliberate act of causing destruction of evidence, besides attempting to influence witnesses of the case, Special Judge Kaveri Baveja said in her order. Reacting to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's remarks on China in an interview with American magazine Newsweek, Congress veteran Jairam Ramesh on Thursday demanded an apology for the former's 2020 statement that no one had entered India nor had occupied any post. In a post on X, Jairam Ramesh said the Prime Minister crossed all limits of cowardice. In his interview to the American magazine Newsweek, the Prime Minister crossed all limits of cowardice. China is repeatedly violating India's sovereignty, but the Prime Minister's only comment on this was that the long-standing situation on our border needs to be resolved immediately so that the aberration in bilateral talks can be left behind, he wrote on X. Six children died on Thursday and several others were injured after a school bus overturned in Haryana's Mahendragarh. Superintendent of Police, Mahendragarh, Arsh Verma said that the bus driver has been arrested. According to the initial probe, the bus overturned while overtaking a vehicle in Kanina town. One of the injured students told news agency Annie that the driver was drunk. The driver was drunk and he kept the speed at 120 km per hour, which led to misbalance, sick, comma, he said. Dr. Ravi Kaushik of Nihal Hospital said 20 children were brought to the hospital. Many of them were referred to the government hospital after being provided with first aid. SP Arsh Verma said the doctors are conducting a medical examination of the bus driver to ascertain whether he was drunk or not. Former Congress leader Rohan Gupta, who exited the party last month, joined the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, on Thursday and mounted a sharp attack on the Congress, saying it has become directionless and was full of contradictions and had lost credibility. Gupta joined the BJP at the party headquarters in Delhi in the presence of Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri and BJP National General Secretary Vinod Tavde. He cited the Congress's stand on a host of issues, including its decision to skip the Ram Temple consecration ceremony, its opposition to the Citizenship Amendment Act and the decision to align with the Aam Aadmi Party, AAP. How many contradictions can be there? There is a communication in charge who has Ram in his name. He told us to keep quiet when Sanatan Dharma was being insulted. An alliance using the country's name was made, but anti-national forces were included in it, said Gupta, who had been a familiar face of the Congress in TV debates. What is the compulsion that Arvind Kejriwal, who was accused of being connected with Khalistanis today, is being supported by them? He added. Days after the Tata Group-owned Vistara Airlines faced major flight disruptions, its chief executive officer, Vinod Kannan, assured employees in an internal email that the worst is behind us, adding that the operations have stabilized. In an email sent out to employees, Kannan said the airline's on-time performance, OTP, has risen to 89%. I assure you that the worst is behind us, and we have already stabilized our operations with our on-time performance, OTP, increasing to 89% on 9th April 2024, second highest among all Indian airlines. The airline had to cancel at least 150 flights last week due to the unavailability of the crew. Taking note of the same, Kannan in his email said, there were a multitude of reasons behind this, flight cancellations, including ATC, air traffic control, delays, bird hits, and maintenance activities early last month, all of which had a cascading effect on a highly optimized network. We were stretched in our pilot rosters and there was not enough resilience to withstand injects that we would otherwise have weathered.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.